Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the Philippians reading for this day, especially the following words. Now I want you to know, the Apostle Paul wrote, brothers, that what has happened to me, imprisonment, has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. This is the text. Of course, God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts deeper than our thoughts. If you and I had been in charge of the mission department and we controlled the ministry of the Apostle Paul, for example, we would never have allowed him to go to prison. A minister needs an audience and a minister needs a pulpit. And that's where Paul was at his best, or so we think. And yet, that's where he was, in prison. And Isaiah reminds us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and God's thoughts deeper than our thoughts. And that is why sometimes in our lives, God's love feels like God's abandonment, as if he did not care for us. Paul, as a missionary, had an impeccable record. After his conversion, he built a church north of Damascus for 3 years, also in the Arabian desert. Then he went to Jerusalem. And then he went up to where today is Turkey. And in southern and western Turkey, founded 10 congregations. Then he hopped on a ship and went to an island, Crete. And from Crete, he went to Greece. And from Greece to Rome, to Italy. He evangelized the whole world virtually. So he had a great record. And what is his reward? To land under house arrest. Waited there for 2 years until Nero Caesar took his pretty time to appoint a lesser judge to judge him and condemn him. But Paul was in jail. And everybody said, what a downer. And can you imagine if people arrested me here, your pastor, not only would that be a bad situation, I'm not saying this in my self-defense, but all the rumors, I wonder what he did that he got into jail. Get it? Bad news. And yet, God takes this bad situation of Paul being in jail and converts the whole court and the guards that took care of him. And the brethren, the regular church members in Rome, started to talk more about their faith than usual. Because while Paul was talking throughout the whole week, wherever he went, they just listened. But now they became reflectors of the light from above. A good deal. God transformed a bad situation into a good deal. Paul had a new audience, the guards that were keeping him. Paul had an ace in the hole, a trump in the hole, and that was none other than the doctor Luke. Luke was Paul's secretary. He traveled with Paul. And when people realized that this man was a man of medicine, that Paul was a doctor of medicine, their opinion of Paul went way up. This must be an influential man. He gets to travel and bring along his own doctor. Who can do that? And so Paul would invite all the people around the house in which Paul was serving his house arrest in Rome, and they would have services there, and Paul would preach away and teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul did not say, since I'm under house arrest, so is I'm going to sleep all day and just going to sit here and do nothing. No, he proclaimed the gospel. He submitted to God's will. And it's tough for you and me to say, thy will be done at times, is it not? But God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts deeper than our thoughts. Paul submitted himself and kept preaching. The spiritual role of hospitals, I have observed, is interesting. For the 34 years that I have been making hospitalized calls, or calls to hospitalized, I notice very often that the first thing, once a person lays flat on their back, they ask me, Pastor, what have I done to deserve this? As if God were a negotiator. This for that. You sinned, you pay. Where is the forgiveness of sins? God does not get even. God forgives. Because his son died for us. Because of what his son did on the cross. God forgives. We stand as children of God in the kingdom of God. We are not forgotten, nor ignored, nor hated by him, but loved. And if God needs us to be an illustration in his sermon addressing the world, so be it. If he needs somebody in room 14 on the 9th floor, so be it. I'll be there. I often remind people in hospital beds, you might think of yourself as idle just laying here and completely disconnected from your activities. But this is your battlefield. God wants you here. And here you represent him. And talk to the whole court, to the guards, to the doctors, the nurses, the technicians that take care of you, about your faith and your confidence in him who loved you so that he gave his son for you. And that you now are free. And you live out your whole life in love, in a loving response to him. And whether you are going to be healed or not, it's up to your God. You just play along. You had nothing to do with being born. It was somebody else's decision. It was God that placed you precisely where you are. Therefore, you are guided by God. Can you think of a better guidance system? I definitely cannot. It is a privilege, and I feel very special that God guides my ways. You ought to feel very special that God guides your ways. So relax. Stop complaining about the weather. It does not help. Do not be disappointed in God that he dumped a foot of snow on your driveway. The bum across the street that never puts a foot in church has a foot of snow in his driveway too. The rain comes down on just and the unjust, on the righteous and the unrighteous. God lets his blessings come down on all people. But we redeemed feel differently about it. We redeemed have no anxiety in our hearts. We just relax. we rely in God. We rest in His arms. Because we know that He has His eye on us. So after 34 years of ministry, seeing people being challenged in their faith, being put to the test, being used by God to advance the gospel, I have one piece of advice to tell you. If it ever comes to that junction in which you have to decide whether to go with your guess or with God's ways, go with God's ways. You'll be safe. The rub is the fact that God gave us the ability to imagine, to think, and to draw thoughts, even abstract ones. And we think of our life as being like this. This is how we would like our life to be, and yet it's not like that. Go with God. The people around you will take notice that you do not despair when tested and that you do not lose it in the euphoria of very good moments in life, that you are steady. And that steadiness comes through faith in Him who died for you and took away the sin, took away death, and grants you eternal life. Tell this to everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.